Storm Lake football. Head coach Rudy Week, our guest before the 7 o'clock kickoff. Second straight game at home. Second straight game in which you were on the victorious side. 13-6 last Friday. And you're 2-0. Coach, congratulations on that win last week.
Yeah, thank you. It was a fun win. It was a frustrating win, but it feels good to be 2-0.
You know, I listened back to your post-game interview the next day on our Saturday morning huddle show, and I love your brutal honesty, Coach. I mean, what did you say to the guys when you gathered up maybe the week after and talked about that game briefly?
You know, so on Mondays we go through it and make notes on the film, and there were a lot of notes on the film, and, you know, they know that that wasn't our best game, but, you know, winning is winning, and so we were happy to get out of there, but we had a lot of work to do.
I know defensively, giving up less than 100 yards of total offense, sure they turned it over a few times in the second half, but how much were you pleased with your team's defense?
Oh, I was really pleased with the defense. They're flying around and hitting people the way that they should, and keeping their pass coverage and everything else. You know, when you get a run team, you always worry that when they do pass, you know, all your D-backs are going to be flying past the guys, but they kept their responsibilities. And I know they had a lot of turnovers, but a lot of that was, you know, they were forced. You know, we were hitting hard and causing fumbles or staying where we were supposed to be staying out in the backfield. But you know, even when they weren't turning it over, I felt like our defense was really stopping them.
All right, speaking of turnovers, obviously a thorn in your side when your team does that. Having said that, was there anything that you saw on film offensively that we just weren't clicking with to get that offense moving?
Yeah, it was. They switched to a 4-4, and so they had four linebackers. We're expecting them to use three, and they used four, and then we didn't adjust our blocking scheme. It was poor coaching, it was poor communication by the offensive line. And when we did figure it out, actually Coach Raveling figured it out and said, "Well, here's the problem." And since then on, you know, that we started getting the yards a lot easier.
All right, let's forget about last week now. It was a win, 13-6. Let's look ahead. Humboldt, another non-district game. We play this team from time to time, of course. And what do you see on film for the Wildcats coming to town Friday night?
They look like a tough team. They have a couple really good football players. They have a D tackle that causes some serious problems. I'm excited to see how our guards match up with them. They've got a kid that I believe he leads the team in rushing yards, receiving yards, and pass completions. So he does it all. You know, I think he'd lead the team in passing yards too, mm-hmm, if he could throw it to himself. But yeah, he's a good player, so we've got to definitely keep him under control.
Well, I see in two games, and I don't know how good Algona or Garner Hayfield Ventura is, but Humboldt has managed to score just 21 points in those two games.
Yeah, you know, they've struggled to get into the end zone, but you know, it, like you said, it's hard to tell how good the defenses are that they're playing. You know, they only scored 7 last game, but they also won. So it's, you know, I don't know. It's hard to tell on tape.
Monday you met with the team, as you said. Tuesday, I'm assuming you were indoors, all that rain?
Yeah, yep, we were indoors. Luckily for us, the volleyball team had a game at Humboldt, so we got the big gym, so we were able to practice almost everything that we'd need to do, and then we were able to do the rest yesterday. So it's been a good week of practice for us, and we're happy with how things have gone.
Lastly, what do you need to do Friday night to move to 3-0?
Oh, we gotta control the football. We have to avoid the turnovers, because that was obviously what killed us on Friday night. You know, we were able to move the ball, and we just weren't disciplined enough to do it all the way down the field. So that has to change.
All right, Coach. Best of luck. Thanks for the time. We'll see you Friday night.
Yep. Thanks, Chris.
Coach Week here in the pregame. Short timeout. More ahead. Tornado football every Friday night on 92.9 The Moose.